Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You look back and I think about President Woodrow Wilson. President Woodrow Wilson was the, he was the former governor of New Jersey, by the way. And prior to that, you know, he was a professor at the university, and it was actually a reporter that was part of an idea of what they thought and how things should be and their value systems that came to Professor Woodrow Wilson and began to approach him and question him about what he thought about their ideas and their values. And because they took the time to go talk to this particular American citizen and about his values and what they thought about it, it caused Woodrow Wilson to think about, I think I'll run for office. But there was people behind. They actually, so when you think about it, that President Woodrow Wilson, he didn't choose to run, but somebody actually chose him. But that's okay, because that's what we do. That's what we do in America. We actually, find somebody that agrees with our values, and we vote values, what we do. We don't vote for an individual. We don't support any political party or anything like that. We just want a person who actually, loves, the freedom, the First Amendment right, that they support the First Amendment and our right to be able to worship freely. And with that, when he came in, they selected the candidate. They actually selected Woodrow and said, what do you think about running? And they began a political journey with him. And of course he ran for governor and he made it. He was a good person that could speak really well. And people really, as a matter of fact, when he would actually teach at his classes, at Princeton, and his students would just stand up and give him a standing ovation. That's how good of a speaker he was. And so obviously somebody that is wanting, political leaders that lead our country in a direction they feel is right, they're going to look for somebody that has the ability to speak and that type of thing and can do it well. The question that you have to ask yourself is, do they agree with your values, And so you have to sit down with them and talk to them. And this particular reporter, goes and spends time with Woodrow Wilson, and he feels like, he's the man for his cause. And so they run him, and he's just like everybody else. He has the chance to be able to run for political office, and he may make it and he may not make it. And it was a big, strong leader at the time that was governor of New Jersey. And with that, he made governor, but they were surprised because he had a mind of his own. They realized, that he's not, he's an intelligent man that can make his own decisions, and I appreciate your help, but you're not, And so that breaking kind of took place at that particular point. But yeah, he still kind of walked with their values. I mean, big time. More of a progressive type thing. And so we have to be, when you're thinking about who you're praying about in regards to what their values are, what they stand for, talk to them. Spend some time with them. What I think about the Manchurian candidate. I don't know if you've ever saw that, and I like to watch. If I watch something, I watch it on a particular system called ClearPlay, so I can't tell you what the context was outside of ClearPlay, because it's a wonderful ClearPlay.com. You can actually get that, and it actually takes out things that you don't want to hear or don't want to see, and you just get the entertainment value of what's going on. But the Manchurian candidate was about people that had totally set up where they wanted to be this. They wanted to be an influence in the president. It's actually about the president, by the way. It's about the president. It was the wonderful president. And they put this whole group around this one particular person. They laid things out, set up scenes that would make him look like a hero. And they just kind of articulated this whole hero thing. And he didn't even know what was going on. He didn't know what was even going on. I'm thinking about, the mayor of Newark right now. But anyway, he's rescuing people from tall buildings and leaping. What I'm saying? Anyway, so. And so in this movie, obviously it's just a movie, but he finds out at some point that this wasn't his idea. At some point in that, he finds out, and his mother wanted, the power, and he finds out, and she's like, I did this for your good. This is for us, or something like that, you know? And it's like, oh my goodness. So he's going, all these things are going down. It seems like, you know, I mean, he's just obviously thinking, you know, nothing was original and it was all set up and his memory was coming back or something, but he was actually chosen. But you know, that was a movie, but so was Woodrow. Woodrow was chosen. Well, I mean, if you see a problem in your school board, you see they're not operating in your value system, and you want them to find somebody, you want to look for somebody that agrees with your value system. So we're not naive. We can't be naive and think people just come out of the woodwork. That there's thought processes behind that, and you got to build a syndicate of agreement, and you got to be able to convince a majority of people in America or your county or your state to be able to come into your value system. And so that's how we got it. It's what George Washington did. He had the battlefield of ideas. It's just an American way of doing things. And so, you know, with that, you know, we have to realize that we didn't look at the big picture. You know, when you're looking at history and you're looking what's happening in our nation right now, and our nation's taken a horrific turn. But I truly believe that this is a byproduct of other things the church winked at for years. You know, we're just into the okra season where, you know, things are happening now that people naturally don't like outside of God. But there was things they did like that they never even, you know what I'm saying? You didn't talk anything about that. And so, but you know, there's only one L.
That's right. There's only one. And every single will take you there unrepentant, you know, without Jesus in your life, without you asking the Lord for your forgiveness.
That's right. You know, and God loves everyone. He would nobody would die outside of him. But you know, with that, understanding that, you know, we got to you can't just pour all your energy at a particular person or party. Listen, this is a strategy of second heaven. You know, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. This is something going on that's happening because of a rebellious church. This is a church that has turned its back on God's ways. We winked at things. We balled into things. We probably are a second generation of just allowing things to happen from, you know, the progressively got to this particular point. But you know what's so cool about the God that we serve is that all he wants is repentance. He just wants us to say, you know what, God, you're right. You're right. And so with that, you know, as we're looking, the first thing we want to do before we begin to look at our leaders and all, we want to be able to repent for our own sin.
Wow.
You know, and because I know we're going to be talking about some prophecies and things that are going on, and prophecy is history in advance. You know, some of the things we're going to talk about that we've already shared on bgblog.org, but we want to make it available to you, our listeners at VFN Radio, and we won't be sharing all of it today, but we're going to share some of it today. But God's already told us about these things that are taking place. We have stacks right here in front of me right now. I probably have about a quarter inch or a half inch of printed words from the Lord about what's taking place. And realize this, that God does nothing unless he first shares it with his people first, and they begin to tell people about it. He doesn't surprise us. He doesn't broadside us. Because the whole point of what's happening quite often is discipline. It's God wanting to turn us back to him. He's not wanting to write us off. He's wanting to write us in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so if we get the right viewpoint of what's taking place, and you can find out more about that right now, available on your VFN TV app, on your telephone, or at VFNTV.com, you can go to a two-part teaching there that says, it's entitled, you know, Is America Under Judgment, Part 1 and Part 2, you know, and it's looking like you're in the court system and you're just looking at the evidence. And we're going to talk throughout that, is letting you know that you have to understand that God's allows hardship to bring us to a place, not to condemn us, not to destroy us or to write us off. He wants to write us in the Lamb's Book of Life. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.